Good morning. Our footy chat, Jacob Wiedering, is going to join me shortly in what has been a pretty grueling week for the Blues. But it's day five of Olympic competition in Tokyo, and there are chances galore, the swimming and the rowing, to dominate on the way to lunchtime. But I do want to start here. Brutal, absolutely brutal, Jess Fox's final run in the canoe slalom final last night. It was the toughest sporting watch, I think, in years. I don't know about you, but I can't remember the last time I felt quite so tense watching an event. The excruciating pressure of watching a storied career and lifelong dream distilled into 100 seconds, and a good many of them pushing against the flow. The early penalty touch and then the struggle with the penultimate gates against the Rapids. It was less yelling at the TV and more shrieking. And when Jess put her hands to her face as she crossed the line, knowing that she was clearly the fastest but wouldn't win gold, well, that was nearly too much for my sport-loving heart to take. We saw repeatedly yesterday, I think, the tyranny of the Olympics playing out before us. So typically 4, and in this case 5 years of dedication, sacrifice, and hope left without reward. Fox is the greatest exponent in her sport. She is a pioneer. She is a national darling. But she doesn't have what her heart most desired.
Here we go. Boat nice and high. Loses another bit of time. Big trouble. Another touch. Has to get really quick here. 105.5 is the time to beat. Coming down to the line. Has she done it? 105.106. She's in third. Jess on the podium again. But it's not what she wanted. She's got the bronze.
That's an Olympic final. It was a struggle. She knows. I'm proud she was in there. You know, in the race, she made mistakes. She came back. She was still in the race, right down to the wire. And yeah, comes away with the bronze. Look, what a fight. Credit to Maya Len. She stayed composed, but Jess is a racer. She was chasing it down. Maybe she chased too hard. See one to come, as you say. So that fire will be burning.
It's special to win a third Olympic medal, and obviously I was dreaming of that gold medal, but a mistake at one of the last gates cost me the gold, and that's probably where the tears came from, a bit of frustration. But at the end of the day, to be on the podium again is just so special, and to share it with Ricarda and share it with Maya Len, whom I've shared the podium with in London and Rio, it's still a very special moment.
It was the toughest sporting watch in many a year, I think. Sally Fitzgibbon had given us a window into this earlier in the day when she'd missed the medal matches of the surfing. There'd been a tendency, I think, to treat Olympic surfing as a bit of a novelty or a frolic, but that was to miss the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity presented to the athletes who committed their hearts and their souls along with their immense skills to the quest. And Sally didn't try to hold it back.
Yeah, it hurts so bad. This one, probably the toughest loss of my career.
And, on the score.
Yeah, I wanted to do it
white.
So bad for,
first of red, 7.67.
For my teammates and my country. And it didn't happen today,
red.
But
man,
I had the best
waiting
time.
On the second score for white.
And,
time call 25 minutes and 30
speaking
seconds.
Really there. Yeah, I had the best time out there. I fought my hardest, and this wasn't my day. And, it's so hard, and my heart's it's shattered.
And then near the close of competition last night, Simone Biles sensationally withdrew from the team's gymnastics final. And this is a worldwide shock to watch this story reverberate across the past 12 hours or so. In the wake of Usain Bolt's and Michael Phelps, Biles is the greatest competing Olympian. These were to be her games, with the potential to elevate her into the realm of the immortals. But to listen to Biles is to understand how the circumstances and the realities, the tyranny of the Olympics, can simply become overwhelming.
It's been really stressful, this Olympic Games, I think, just as a whole, not having an audience. There are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out. But we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case. today has been really stressful. We had a workout this morning. It went okay. And then just that 5.5 hour wait or something, I was just like shaking, could barely nap. I've just never felt like this going into a competition before. And I tried to go out here and have fun and warm up in the back, went a little bit better. But then once I came out here, I was like, no, mental is not there. So I just need to let the girls do it and focus on myself.
Simone Biles last night. So I've long believed that no athletes in sports stare down the level of pressure that the Olympian confronts. A once in 4 year chance and then a near eternal wait for redemption if it doesn't go to plan. Think about the footy this weekend. Misses set shot at goal from 30 metres out directly in front and the quick sting of disappointment disappears into the ether. It gets swallowed up by the next events and the chance to plough on in the team environment. Brush a gate in an Olympic final, pick the wrong wave, miss the landing off the vault, and the Olympic gold medal is gone. They're a special breed, the Olympians. I admire them all. It's why I love the games so much. It's why the games are elevated, but they are the cruelest of mistresses. And when Jess Fox paddles for gold tomorrow, I'll be barracking for her like... well, like I can't remember, maybe since Kathy Freeman, maybe since Black Caviar at Royal Ascot, but it'll be a rare moment. Will she get what she deserves? The tyranny of the Olympics. I just think it's so stark over the past 24 hours. 0433 98 11 16 to send through your messages. We'll play with this as the morning goes on. There's rowing finals and there's swimming finals to come, but I don't want to plough straight through yesterday's events without some reflection. The Jess Fox few minutes was the toughest sporting watch in many a year. 11:41 is the moment to just pop into your phone. Ariane Titmus in the 200 metres freestyle, again pitted against Katie Ledecky. So we'll give you a preview there. We'll reflect on the deeds of Kaylee McEwen yesterday with her coach. Liesl Jones is going to join me. So there's a lot before us on the McCafe menu. Our footy conversation to start, though. The failure of the league to deal with elbows, it was fully complete last night. Buddy Franklin pleaded for consistency, and he got it. A fine for throwing his elbow into an opponent's head. So, do four wrongs make a right? The tribunal had to enforce the punishment of the season. That was dictated by David Asprey and Joe Danaher and Luke Shuey. But it is a quarter of wrong decisions, and it's going to need to be rectified between 2021 and 2022.